hand. Can I get an amen? Praise the Lord for it. Let's praise the Lord for a second. I'm going to be preaching in the book of Matthew, chapter 4, and verse 1 through 11. So you can go ahead and sit down. All right. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made of bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God." Amen. Then the devil taketh up to the holy city, and setteth him on the pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, "If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash their foot against the stone." Jesus said unto him, "It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Right. Remember, church, there is only one God, and Jesus is the same. Again, the devil taketh him up into the exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and saith unto him, "All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." Then saith Jesus unto him, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, the angels came and ministered unto him. When Jesus was tempted by the devil, and told him to eat and make bread, Jesus said, "For it is written," and came back with the Bible, the Word. And when he was tempted again, Jesus came back with his word, back with his sword. All right. Back with the sword, the word of God again. So Jesus was fighting a battle of temptation and a battle in the mind. But he won because he had a sword. So tonight we need the word of God in our heart, because we fight spiritual battles every day. James 4 and chapter 4, verse 7 to 10 says, "Submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord and he shall lift you up." Can I get an amen? Amen. Tonight I'm going to preach, the Bible is your weapon. The weapon Satan fears the most is faith. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please God." Prayer. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7 says, "Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you." James chapter 5 and verse 16 says, "The affectional prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Praise. Psalms chapter 149 and verse 6 is the one I read a while ago. "Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand." Obedience. James chapter 4 and verse 7. Submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. The weapons of the church are weapons used by their forefathers. They are not modern weapons, but they are trustworthy and proven. These bombs have been used before against the forces of Satan and proved to be tremendous. The first spiritual combat weapon of the church, the bomb of God's Word. It is written. This weapon defeats Satan every time. Jesus, our commander, used it to defeat Satan before. The fiery darts of hell came at Jesus, but he used the word to defeat old Satan. The devil hates this bomb.
Yes, he does.
It is a bomb that is proven. It is a bomb that cannot be destroyed. It is a bomb that becomes that never becomes obsolete. It is a bomb that kills Satan's advances. When the devil comes at us with fiery darts of hell, we reach for the balm of God's word. It is written. It is written, scares the devil. When it is dropped, it scatters the demons of hell. Satan runs like a scared rabbit.
Yes, he does. Amen.
Satan is no match for this weapon. If we could ever learn to obey, Satan does not want us to be saved. But if we obey God, we will never become Satan's servants. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
David said, I will hide thy word in my heart that I might not sin against the Lord. For thou we walk in the flesh, but we do not war against the flesh. So, if we pray and read our Bibles every day, then we will always be ready for the fight. We all want to be like Jesus and be ready with the word. For it is written.
Praise the Lord. Everybody said the word of the Lord. Everybody say faith.